crocodile, under the cushion, beside the cashew sweater, the sesame trap, people nearer the door, nearer the breezes, and tucked in. Visible, giddying, gawa-toting, but nearer on the enormous buffet, a so-so salad, nasturtiums, onions, and mini-bales. 10 herring roe roulades, like you said. Incredibly potent sorbets, the sort that crack open your jaw in spite of itself and clam it shut the same, poignant almost. My kind of sheeting and towels, my kind of belts. More shoes than you can swash your buckle at in this walk-in wardrobe next to the drive-through off-license next to the pram. People talk all the time and want to be left. Tongue for a scaredy cat, tunes for a top. Bite me. Which is to say, it does get pretty damn tempting once in a while. Peak, you're right. The blossoms on the soles of his pumps, the clay smears on his whites. The grass, less so. A vain and moody cricketer. Floppy pockets. He didn't go in for all this unrelenting pressure. When it seemed the opportune minute, he'd pounce, ending the misery. It's a facet's been noted of me. Oh dear, his difficulties breathing, and mine, his tact and menace. He found me lounging around those funny little padlocks on the Seine, and I was sizzled from that first glance, split open like a spud, sweating like a superhero, a swoosh of my gaudy tail which made a racket. He said, I'll always have you on my heart. Driver, 6 iron. Putter. Putter, 3 wood, 7 iron. Putter. Not bad. But this hole has water on it, a great expanse of muddy duck egg plonk. I'm so growly because the preppy trend's back. We'll get overexposed, and nobody gives a button again. It's a look I associate with modern hotel lobbies and shopping centres, seductive sash cardigans, Paimio chairs designed for TB patients, the fluid arms flowing across the spectrum of flicking, grimacing, frothing, teething, distorting, seething, scowling, sneering, convulsing, agitating, until Kingfisher comes. They all disdain my elaborate shows of intimidation, a furry woodhead cover taken off and slung over the clubs, making some kind of point of it. Squeezing my jaws together with the inside of her leatherette glove and my jealousies together with the innards of a leatherette glut, they do this thing called synchronized driving. I've come to the epiphany that the country club makes me wild. And not at home exactly, but comfortable enough in my surroundings. A frog in a bathtub, say, hopping all the way to the rim. All those bubbles, salts, sponges, and people, 2 of them, splashing about and making my journey so awkward and painful. Bashing my delicate little legs, which I kiss myself to make them feel better. So maybe not so tough as all that, but chipper and resilient and free. Obviously, the brackish smell takes me back to my childhood, which in itself is part of the enjoyment. Swallowing the urge to snap, I spend hours and hours every day just watching people's ankles, both feet off the ground for the serve, and then back in view, balancing on a balletic toe before shunting off in the other direction. The better the player, the bigger the thrill. It's mesmerizing, and all you can see is the shoes and ankles. You should try watching live tennis, your belly prodded with twigs, like when I used to skulk around the riverbank just next to the courts. However much they convince me that Poplin Check is the way to go forward, I doubt they'll ever eradicate my sock and trainer fascination, the rippling dimples of the grip. At one time, I might have been a total sucker for Airtex, but I've been taught since and have more sophisticated tastes. Measuring tape around my neck like a leash, which I could chomp through in 30 seconds flat, but elect not to. Him sitting there all smiles on the dartboard shore, his skin almost as crackled as mine, from weeks and weeks and weeks in Bay Ritz, ODing on apricot kernel butter. Sim in the corridor watching, her bedroom tympanist pulling faces to try and get me to smoulder. The photographer saying yes, he thinks they'll probably do, but they do have a replacement just in case. Not some trite antidote for brand amnesia. This is essentially a love story. What I will say is this. Yes, I have had an advance for this book already, and the next. They're remaking Hook. You want to know if it's true they've photoshopped my midriff a touch when the leftists run snare on the pastry sector. more grotesquely slick, and when I'm re-emerging, even when I'm going into rehab, floating in my own right. Who wears the cologne in our relationship? Who has the rights to syndicate the cartoons? You want to know when the resorts, whole luxury or pretty much cars, parades, theme parks, and cut into biscuit tins, soft toys. You want to know if we'll end up some sort of replacement infantile monastery, scoops of baby and babysitter crocs to identify with emotionally. Somebody thought the public needed a new figurehead, and you think it's got something to do with Renee's death, giving me a voice, a personality to reinvigorate the brand. Serialization in Le Canard Enchaîné, in book form, spilling my guts out. You want to know what marketing genius came up with this plan, and you probably want to know what I'm getting paid for it. Peter Saville redesigned me. Redesigned me? Me? Peter Saville? Me? All he basically came up with was a load of tangled squiggly lines. I took it as a compliment, as you can imagine, after the initial shock. And he says he knows so much about those thoraxes, but more like what he'd look like if I ever got hold of him than what I look like, even on a bad scales day. In any case, I'm prepared to let him have his day in the sun, basking in my reflected glamour. Only problem would be if they actually liked one of his designs and wanted to adopt it. But that's unlikely. Anyway, I guess I'll just have to shuffle myself undetectably under that bridge when and if we come to it.